Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. This week it's a pleasure to welcome back to our studio Bill Haney, who is here with Theater by the Sea's production of Little Mermaid. Bill, it seems like a long time since I've seen you.
Yeah, it's been a long, long time.
Actually, this is kind of unusual. We have Bill back-to-back weeks, back-to-back Bill, as they say. Last week with Charles Shaughnessy, who is starring in My Fair Lady. What a great run and great reviews that show has had.
It was terrific.
That was amazing. And congratulations to you for bringing him in and getting that done.
I'll let you know this. That broke the record for the biggest selling show in the theater's history, which we broke last year with Mary Poppins. So we have topped our record. And I can't imagine, we topped it by quite a bit, that it's going to get topped again pretty soon. Too soon, but I hope it does.
Well, you never know. We have a young lady with us today that if the word gets out about her, then that could do things. And we're speaking, of course, of the star of Little Mermaid that is going to be opening this week. Adrian Eller is here. Welcome, Adrian.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here.
Nice to have you with us. And we're going to find out everything there is to know about Adrian. And we're going to start with you, actually, since this is your first time performing in Rhode Island. Is that correct?
It is. It's my first time here at Theater by the Sea.
Theater by the Sea welcomes you then, and it's a great spot. We'll talk a little bit more about the theater later, but let's find out about you. You've been in the business for, what, 40, 50 years now?
No, I just graduated from NYU in May, and I have been performing since I was 8 years old. So
almost 10 years now.
Yeah. Yeah, but I was lucky enough to play the role last summer at North Shore Music Theater.
Well, last year, I understand there was a little story. You know, there's a very famous movie story about how some actresses are discovered. We joked about whether it was in a drugstore or whatever. Bill, how did this all come about? How did you find her?
Okay, so as we were casting the show last year for North Shore, we couldn't come up with an Ariel. It just wasn't fine there. We were going back to New York again, which I quite often do, just to get the right person. And I walked into the studio, the rehearsal audition studio, and Beth said to me, she goes, I want you to hear something and see what you think. And I had no clue what she was talking about. All of a sudden, the piano guy shows up and Adrian shows up and they do a little audition. And I said, wow, where did you find her? That's the one. She goes, she's already in our show. She's in the ensemble, which we never could, because you obviously didn't try out for it. We just right. Never two and two. I don't know who even thought of. Did you? Was it your idea to even try out for since we were looking that hard?
No, I just auditioned for the ensemble.
And then somebody had to put two and two together, because I would have hired you the first time if we knew you if you were that good.
I wish I would have known.
Boy, oh boy. But I'm glad somebody was smart enough to recognize that, to bring it back to try out for that particular role. Because let me just tell you, and that's why she's back here, mm-hmm. She is wonderful in this role. She is that absolutely that character person in the show, no doubt about it. And it comes with a little bit of flying to go along with it, and mm-hmm. She's really good at that too.
Okay, well, that sounds great. That's going to be a great story. So years from now, when you're really, really famous, and
you better remember me at the Tonys.
Right, at the Tonys, the Academy Awards.
Without Bill, I'd be nothing.
Right, we want you to remember Bill, and mm-hmm. Remember that you have to promise to come back and do this show, even when you've won your third Academy Award.
Oh, right? I would love to.
All right, so we got that down. All right, so we'll get her back. So you are now currently living in New York as a mm-hmm. home base, but originally a California girl, right?
Yes.
So where did you go to school and all that?
Well, I grew up in Saratoga, California, which is outside of San Francisco. Okay. And I went to high school in San Jose, and then I auditioned for NYU and ended up there, and that's how I ended up in New York, and which was great because I had access to a lot of auditions and theater opportunities there. So
this all happened relatively quickly for you.
It did, yeah.
Now, when you say you've been acting for about 10 years or so, what was your first role? Was that in...
Well, my first show I ever did was The Jungle Book.
The Jungle Book.
And I had like one line.
I'm not familiar. Were you a gorilla?
It was like a children's show. I don't even remember. But the first like big role I ever had was in middle school, and I was in Seussical, and I played the Cat in the Hat. And that was sort of the turning point where I thought, this is what I want to do.
That's what you want to do.
Yeah.
So formal training just in college?
Yeah.
But not before that, no professional acting
No, just teaching. High school, yeah. And then when I went to school, I studied drama with an emphasis in musical theater, so I had a lot of training in singing and dancing and acting.
Well, Bill let a little bit of a secret out of the show. There is going to be some flying around going on.
Yes.
I want to get to that in just a minute. But let's get to some music, and let's start with track 2 on the CD that you brought. And what is this all about? Well, this is the beginning of the show, after the overture.
Yeah, this is the beginning. It sort of sets the tone of the show, where the sailors are on the sea, and there's storms brewing, and Eric is longing for something more, and that's what this song's about.
All right, here we go.
I'll tell you a tale of the bottomless blue.
And it's hey to the starboard heave-ho.
Brave sailor, beware, cause a big un's a-brewin'.
Mysterious fathoms below. Heave-ho.
I'll sing you a song of the king of the sea.
And it's hey to the starboard heave-ho.
Oceans is he
in mysterious fathoms below. Fathoms below, below, from whence wayward vessels blow. Where Triton is king and his merpeople sing in mysterious fathoms below.
Isn't this perfection, Grimsby? Out on the open sea, surrounded by nothing but water.
Oh yes, it's simply delightful.
Oh! The salt on your skin and the wind in your hair and the waves as they ebb and they flow. We're miles from the shore and guess what? I don't care!
As for me, I'm about to heave.
Back to work!
I'll sing you a song of the king of the sea and it's hey to the starboard heave-ho. The ruler of all of the oceans is he in mysterious fathoms below.
King of the sea! Why, that's nautical nonsense. Nothing but a superstition.
The king of the ocean gets angry, and when he gets angry, beware. I'm telling you, lad, when King Triton is mad, how the waves will buck, rock to and fro.
Hold on, good luck, as down you go.
What is that? Do you hear something?
Me lord, please, enough seafaring. You've got to get back to court to honor your father's dying wish and take up his crown.
That's not the life for me, Grimsby. There it is again.
We ought to head back to shore, your majesty.
Indeed, we should.
Not while I'm captain. Now follow that voice to the ends of the earth if we have to.
Aye, aye, captain.
There's mermaids out there in the bottomless blue, and it's hey to the starboard heave-ho. Watch out for a lad or you'll go to your ruin, mysterious fathom below.
Hi, matey. Sounds like a real a fun program. I have to admit, I have not seen A Little Mermaid, so I'm looking forward to it. And it's going to be playing, it's opening Wednesday for previews, and then Friday night, the biggie, the press night, and that's when all the critics come in. And you wouldn't be nervous about that, would you?
No.
No, well, good. All right, it's going to play.
I would be. And I will be.
The business end of it, right? Yes. July 24th to August 15th. And the previews are on Wednesday and Thursday, the 22nd and 23rd. Remember, if you'd like to get more information about anything that we're talking about, you can go to the great Theater by the Sea website, which is theaterbythesea.com. And if you want to call the phone number, that's easy to do because it's 782-TKTS for tickets. So 401-782-TKTS. Or for those of you that are alphabetically challenged, 8587. So check that out. Get your tickets. They're on. There aren't a whole lot of tickets left, but you don't want to be closed down.
This is a long run. It's a four-week run, so there are definitely good tickets in all the shows, because the good news is about being in this type of vacation area, it gets very spread out. So right. But this is a show I tell people, don't not go to see this because you think it's a little kid's show. We had that last year at North Shore, and people finally figured it out real quick. They had given the tickets away to other people, and then they heard how terrific it was, and they ended up rebuying them from themselves. So I will caution anybody in your listening audience, don't do that. It is definitely great for kids, but it's more of a family show. Who hasn't seen the movie? On stage, it's just big. The song you just played, it just shows you. It's like adventurous. It's got great music. It's got a lot of crazy sets. This is a big set show, mm-hmm. which was why I get nervous always on opening night, because when we put all these things together, it's up to everybody then now. And we do this quickly, as you know, Mike. It's done in 2 weeks. Yeah. And then it all has to just flow on that stage and move around. And that's where I get nervous. I never worry about my performers. They know what they're doing. It's the people moving those sets, you know?
Or the sets themselves sometimes don't cooperate. There you go. Yeah, that's one of the amazing things about the theater is how quickly this all starts and just gets into production. And you don't have a whole lot of time, Adrian, to rehearse and so forth. You just had a week and a half or so at this point,
it moves
right?
really quickly. We're on our feet. Finished with the show within like a week and a half, and then all the technical elements come in, and it makes everything even more crazy. But somehow we pull together. It's going to be spectacular.
Let's relate back to last year and how you enjoyed flying. Were you flying at North Shore too?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
How was that?
It was amazing. It's so beautiful with the costumes, and, it's very complicated. It takes a lot of rehearsal, but once it's up and working with all the set pieces and the lights, it just looks magical, and I think it's really fun, and it really adds that special element to the show. It really makes us look like we're underwater.
Yeah, so in flying in this case versus Mary Poppins, in this case it's underwater is the motion.
You both go both ways, up and down, but this is a two-track fly show, and Mary Poppins wasn't. So this is a bigger flying show. Mm-hmm. We've gone to more flying. The only thing different between this and Mary Poppins, as you remember last year, I went to a third element, which was to fly Mary over the audience.
Right.
We won't be doing that with Ariel.
Well, they get wet.
They get wet. Yeah. Exactly. They get wet.
You don't want anybody complaining about that. So no doubts or no. I mean, you have to have a lot of confidence in the rigging and the people that are doing it.
Yeah.
Right?
No, I think because I've done it before, I'm not really nervous about it. But there's definitely a lot of swimming choreography that you have to get down, and I'm really excited about the 2-track system because I think that's. I've never used one of those before, and I think it's going to look really cool because we'll have two people flying at once. Mm-hmm. So,
and hopefully not bumping into each other.
Yeah.
This is done by ZFX, and it's a very accomplished and professional flying company. We only use them at North Shore. We fly a lot of stuff there. We used them last year here, so it should be fine. It should be really fun to watch.
That sounds very, very exciting. All right, let's go to the next piece of music. And that's track 7 on our list here. And what's happening here?
This is Part of Your World, which is Ariel's song that she sings when she's longing to find that world above that she's so in love with.
If only I could make my father understand. I just don't see how a world that makes such wonderful things could be so bad. Look at this stuff. Isn't it neat? Wouldn't you think my collection's complete? Wouldn't you think I'm the girl who has everything? Look at this trove, treasures untold. How many wonders can one cavern hold? Looking around here, you'd think, sure, she's got everything. I've got gadgets and gizmos aplenty. I've got who's it's and what's it's galore. You want thingamabobs? I've got 20. But who cares? No big deal. I want more. I want to be where the people are. I want to see 'em dancing, walking around on those, what do you call them? Oh, feet. Flipping your fins, you don't get too far. Legs are required for jumping, dancing, strolling along down the, what's that word again? Street. Up where they walk, up where they run, up where they stay all day in the sun. Wandering free, wish I could be part of that world. What would I give if I could live out of these waters? What would I pay to spend a day warm on the sand? Betcha on land, they understand, but they don't reprimand their daughters. Bright young women, sick of swimming, ready to stand. And ready to know what the people know. Ask my questions and get some answers. What's a fire and why does it? What's the word? Burn. When's it my turn? Wouldn't I love, love to explore that shore up above? Out of the sea. Wish I could be part of that world.
Adrian, I'm going to ask you to quickly introduce this next piece of music so we can fit it in before our next break. Tell us what's happening here.
This song is called Her Voice, and it's Prince Eric's song, and it's after he's met Ariel on the beach, and he's trying to figure out who that beautiful woman was that he met.
Well, there you go. Beautiful woman, and that's obviously fitting. We'll be back with more after this song and these messages.
Where did she go? Where can she be? When will she come again? Calling to me, calling to me, calling to me. Somewhere there's a girl who's like the shimmer of the wind upon the water. Somewhere there's a girl who's like the glimmer of the sunlight on the sea. Somewhere there's a girl who's like a swell of endless music. Somewhere she is singing and her song is meant for me. And her voice, it's sweet as angels sighing. And her voice, it's warm as summer sky. And that sound, it haunts my dreams and spins me round until it seems I'm flying. Her voice. I can sense her laughter in the ripple of the waves against the shoreline. I can see her smiling in the moonlight as it settles on the sand. I can feel her waiting just beyond the pale horizon, singing out a melody too lovely to withstand. And her still I hear it calling. if you can hear me now, come set me free. Come set me free.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Maino, and we're sitting with Bill Haney at Theater by the Sea's presentation of Little Mermaid, and the star is here, Adrian Eller. And Adrian, it's so nice to have you here with us. I know you haven't done probably a lot of these kind of shows yet, but I'm sure you will be over the years. How many radio shows have you done?
This is my very first one.
Your very first radio interview. That's great. And I'm sure there'll be a lot more as you go down the road. We're talking about the Little Mermaid presentation, which is at Theater by the Sea and going to be playing through August 15th, opening this Wednesday and Thursday for previews and then Friday night for the big opening. And besides you as a starring role of Little Mermaid, there are other people in the cast, right? About how many, roughly? Are there 5, 6, 10?
I think we have a cast of about 15.
Wow.
I think.
So it's a large cast. It's
it is a large cast. More maybe than 20. Five or six. It might be 20.
More than 5 or 6.
It might be 20, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And other people, were you familiar with any of them when you came here?
Or? No. They're all new friends. They're all new wonderful friends. People. Great. They're all extremely talented.
And they're so diverse. You've got Ursula, and you've got the crab, and you've got the prince. And you've got just these amazing, like, character-type people.
Fabulous characters.
Now, I don't know. See, like I said, I'm not familiar with the show. I haven't seen it yet. So, you know, I just wonder how you would feel about how are you known as the crab.
Yeah.
It might be tough for somebody. But they're all great people, I'm sure. And as always, Bill, I know you assemble... some people don't realize that this is a very professional theater organization, Equity Theater.
Absolutely.
And that's a little bit different. It's not to confuse anyone that might be listening in for the first time. This is not any kind of community theater.
Not at all. Not for what these shows cost and what they take to put up.
That's right. It costs a lot of money. And I also want to speak to the sets a little bit. You always have been known for great, great scenery and sets on the stage at Theater by the Sea. Is this, I can't imagine how you're going to do all the underwater things.
This is an elaborate set, and it takes you to two different parts of the world. It really does, and we have the last 2-3 years now, we've got a great team of production people and designers that can really take a vision and put it up on that stage, and as we talked earlier, make it work. Mm-hmm. And this is definitely an elaborate, you just imagine, you know. So this isn't My Fair Lady, where it takes place in a living room or in a whatever.
Right.
This
what
takes
you would
place
expect to see.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's got a ship in it. It's got just so much stuff that goes on this stage. It's like the next one. It's like Young Frankenstein again. Big set shows, fun right. set shows.
Well, that's great. It's all eye candy for the audience, right?
Yes.
All right, Adrian. Let's get to the next piece of music, which is track 13. So tell us what's happening here.
That's Under the Sea, which is Sebastian Song, who plays, he's the crab. And he's trying to show Ariel what she's missing out on when she's not appreciating being under the water. And it's like a big Under the Sea party. It's a great song.
Always greener in somebody else's lake. You dream about going up there, but that is a big mistake. Just look at the world around you, right here on the ocean floor. Such wonderful things around you. What more is you looking for? Under the sea, under the sea. Darling, it's better, don't want it's waiter, take it from me. Up on the shore, they work all day. Out in the sun, they slave away. While we devote food and to floating under the sea. Down here, all the fish is happy. As off to the waves, they roll.
The fish on the land ain't happy. They start coasting in the bowl.
But the ship, the bull is lucky. Day in for a was a bit.
One day when the boat's got
Cause you gon' be under plate. Under the sea.
Under the sea.
Under the sea.
Under the sea.
Nobody beat us, fry us and eat us in fricassee.
Under the sea.
We want the land folk love to cook. Under the sea, we on the hook. We got no troubles, life is the bubbles. Under the sea. Life is sweeter, we got the beater, naturally.
Under the sea.
Even the surgeon under it. Make the urgent start to play. We got the spirit, you got the herring under the sea. Then you play the flute, the card, play the harp, the plates, play the bass, and they sound and sharp. The bass, play the bass, the jump, play the tub. The flute is the duke of soul. The ray, he can play the lings on the strings. The trout rocking out, the black fish is in.
Definitely sounds like a very fun musical. It's not in the category of Les Mis or something like that, where you get no one, I presume, is being shot or mutilated or anything like that.
Okay. That's a big dance number. That's a great piece.
This is going to be something that's enjoyable and everybody has a good time with. And we want to stress the fact that this is for everyone, all ages, whether you're very young and you like the Little Mermaid stuff, but all the way to, as you mentioned earlier.
It's just a great story. It really is. And the music, there's not a song in the show that I don't love. And that's rare. There's always something, I could do without or whatever. This is every song, it's just brilliant writing of music.
Now, Bill, how do you choose? I know you're repeating this from North Shore, so that you had some experience with it a couple of years ago, but in your thought process of, let's see, this will make a good production for us, do you ever think to yourself, wait a minute, this is just crazy, it's too big, it's too elaborate, it's gonna...
I only think that, as I did recently with Shrek at North Shore, and probably this one as it progresses, like, when you're thinking about doing this show, it's a title at that point. It's a title you think will sell tickets. And then when you actually get to the reality of how big it is and just things that go on that stage, then you kind of say, well, it's too late to change your mind.
Yeah, too late now.
Yep.
All right. Now, there's Bill painting backstage again.
Exactly. Whatever it takes, I'll try to do it.
Well, you don't perhaps know, Adrian, is Bill is a hands-on guy, and you probably have figured that out by now, but he's everywhere. He's just, a couple of years ago, we were talking about The theater needed some fixing, and there's Bill fixing the theater. And I can't remember who the actor was that came in.
It was Danny Goggins from Nonsense. The creative Nonsense came up to the balcony, and he sees me painting the wall, and he goes, "Wow, you do everything." And he actually appreciated it because he's that kind of a person. Also, he goes, "I'm the same kind. I'll fix my sets and all that." And that's what it. Like, it's, number one, it's enjoyable. Number two, it needed to be done.
Right.
You know,
needs to be done. You go ahead and do it. Let's get back to the storyline. And is this a love story? Would you call it a love story?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah. No hesitation there at all from you. Just absolutely a love story. And a love story of just a male and a female?
Yeah, well, it's a prince and a mermaid. And that's the conflict, is that Ariel is a mermaid and can't be with the humans. And so she has to find a way to get up there.
Okay.
Also, love between her father and
That's true. And
Sebastian loving her because it's his friend. Mm-hmm. So it's a really wonderful, again, back to a wonderful written piece. It just tells a great story.
Okay. Well, let's get to another piece of music that tells us a little bit more about it. And this is going to be track 16. What is this?
Poor Unfortunate Souls.
This is a great number.
And yeah.
This is done by Ursula, who is the mean...
villain.
Yeah, all octopusy-like, nothing, tentacles, crazy stuff.
All right, we'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more of Little Mermaid at Theater by the Sea.
My dear sweet child, it's what I live for, to help unfortunate merfolk like yourself. Poor souls with no one else to turn to. I admit that in the past I've been a nasty. They weren't kidding when they called me, well, a witch. But you'll find that nowadays I've mended all my ways, repented, seen the light, and made a switch. True, yes. And I fortunately know a little magic. It's a talent that I always have possessed. And here lately, please don't laugh, I use it on behalf of the miserable, lonely, and depressed. Pathetic, poor, unfortunate souls, in pain, in need. This one longing to be thinner, that one wants to get the girl, and do I help them? Yes, indeed. Those poor, unfortunate souls, so sad, so true. They come flocking to my cauldron, crying, "Spells, Ursula, please," and I help them. Yes, I do. Now it's happened once or twice. Someone couldn't pay the price, and I'm afraid I had to rag them across the falls. Yes, I've had the odd complaint, but on the whole, I've been a saint to those poor, unfortunate souls. Here's my best offer, babykins. I knew a spell that will turn you into a human for 3 days. Now it's got a procedural clause, sort of a squid pro quo. Before the sun sets on the third day, you've got to get dear old Princey to kiss you. If you do, you'll stay human forever.
And if I don't?
Nothing drastic, darling, I'm sure. Oh, look, small print. Your soul is mine forever, and you're doomed to spend eternity in my watery, hell-soaked lair. Lawyers, don't you just love them? Of course, there is one more thing. My fee.
But I don't have anything.
I'm not asking for much. Only your voice.
My voice? If I give away my voice, how can I ever?
You'll have your looks, your pretty face. And don't underestimate the power of body language. The men up there don't like a lot of blabber. They think a girl who gossips is a bore. Yes, on land it's much preferred for ladies not to say a word. And after all, dear, what is idle prattle for? Come on, they're not all that impressed with conversation. True gentlemen avoid it when they can. But they dote and swoon and fawn on a lady who's withdrawn. It's she who holds her tongue who gets a man. Come on, you poor unfortunate soul. Go ahead, make your choice. I'm a very busy woman and I haven't got all day. It won't cost much, just your voice. You poor unfortunate soul. It's sad, but true. If you wanna cross a bridge, my sweet, you gotta pay the toll. Take a gulp and take a breath. Go ahead and sign the scroll. Flotsam, jetsam, now I got a voice. The boss is on a roll. You poor unfortunate soul. Beluga, Sevruga, come winds of the Caspian Sea. Says glossitis, said max laryngitis, la voce to me. Now sing, sing your voice over to me.
We are back on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Bill Haney from Theater by the Sea, and our very own Little Mermaid is Adrienne Eller, and she is a great young lady, great new talent, so want to make sure you get out to Theater by the Sea to see Little Mermaid, which is going to be running now through August 15th. I say now, it actually starts Wednesday in previews. There are tickets still available. It's a long run. This is a four-week run, which is a little bit unusual, so that spreads out the crowd a little bit. But you can get tickets by going to theaterbythesea.com or calling 401-782-TKTS. And, Bill, after Little Mermaid plays, we have a very interesting production coming up. Another big set you mentioned earlier.
Yep, Young Frankenstein, Mel Brooks.
Young Frankenstein, or is it Frankenstein?
It depends on who's asking that question, right?
Frau Brooker.
Yep. This will be a blast. If anybody, and who hasn't seen the movie, we're going to stay very true to the movie, which has not been done that way. Hmm. And I think that was the mistake that was made, and I'm going to try to fix it because I know the movie so well. Kevin Hill, you know, Kevin is directing it for me. And
he's
both
the artistic director.
Absolutely,
right.
He's directing this show for me. And he loves the movie as much as I do, and we both agree that the timing moments in the show on Broadway didn't hit it. Hmm. And it's really important, if you know those lines like the back of your hand, to get that timing just right. So we're hoping we can pull it off.
Yeah, I think the movie is one of those things that if you've seen it, like, I don't think I've seen it more than once, and maybe occasionally here and there parts of it, but I can still vividly remember lines and
Absolutely.
The actors, whether it was Gene Wilder or
Marty Feldman,
Peter Boyle.
Yep.
Great stuff.
Great stuff. It should be, and the sets again should be really terrific. We're going to try to stay right, really, really close to the movie kind of feel to it.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be some nice surprises in there. It's definitely not. It's worth seeing. Don't miss it.
All right. So tickets available. And this is, believe it or not, this is, you know, the summer is half over. We're going to be starting with the third of the four productions at the theater.
Yes, it goes too quickly.
It does go quickly. And if you haven't been to Theater by the Sea and you're one of those three people left in New England that haven't been there, you got to get down there and go to the Bistro.
Absolutely. I always say make a whole day of it. Come a couple hours early, stroll the grounds, go to the restaurant, which is fantastic this year.
Under new management.
They're doing a great job. And then you go, you know, you enjoy the first act of the show. Intermission comes out. You go to the gazebo. And you can also now go back into the restaurant bar area because it's also open during intermission. They're actually open for lunch now, 2 hours prior to every matinee performance. And as you're finishing the intermission, you go back and see the second act. You come back out, and if it's Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, you walk down that beautiful Arbor Walk to go to our famous cabaret, where you see all the people who are in the show coming out, unwinding, singing their songs as I look right towards Adrienne, having a great time and enjoying it. She went to the cabaret the other night. She said it was a blast.
It was much fun.
Did you get up and perform?
No, it was the cast of My Fair Lady, but they were a blast.
But she kind of hopefully got some notes, wrote some songs down that she'll do.
Yeah.
So. They have a blast.
It's they do things that are not from the show.
No, not from the show. And this is their time to just go have some fun. Just have some fun. Do whatever you want to do and enjoy it.
Right. And I can remember back in the old days when we used to have the cabaret there, people couldn't do whatever their talent was, which was kind of interesting. They had a non-talent night. In other words, if you were a singer, you couldn't sing. You had to juggle or do magic tricks.
No, I think we're smarter. We just tell them, do what you do best, you know?
That's probably a lot smarter.
Yeah, but you can't. The tickets you can't get in anymore. It's really packed now because it's become such a wonderful, fun time to top off your night.
Now, how does that work? Do they have to buy tickets in advance?
Well, we actually encourage people when they're on the grounds to get on and make a reservation because it does sell out. It's only, I think it's $8 for a ticket. But they serve, you know, light fare food there, of course, drinks. It lasts about an hour and a half-ish. And it's really just a blast. I love going to it. I just did it a week or so ago. Went to see My Fair Lady again. You know, did the whole restaurant, show, cabaret, and had a blast.
Oh, that's great. All right, let's get back to Little Mermaid and the next piece of music. And this is track number 19. And what's happening now?
This is Les Poissons, where the chef is trying to entice Ariel with an array of seafood.
Oh, a little cannibalism going on.
Les poissons, how I love les poissons. Love to chop and to serve little fish. First I cut off their heads, then I pull out their bones. Ah mais oui, ça c'est toujours délish. Les poissons, with a cleaver, I hack them in two. I pull out what's inside, and I serve it up fried. God, I love little fishes, don't you? Here's something for tempting the palate, prepared in the classic technique. First you pound the fish flat with a mallet, then you slash through the skin, give the belly a slice, then you rub some salt in.
'Cause that makes it taste nice.
Tout à l'heure, I have missed one.
Shh. Sacre bleu, what is this? How on earth could I miss such a sweet little succulent crab?
Quel dommage, what a loss.
You belong in the sauce. With some flour, I sing just the dab.
Then I stuff you with bread.
It won't hurt, you'll be dead.
And you'll surely be lucky you are. 'Cause it's gonna be hot, ooh la la la, in my big copper pot.
T'allume mon poisson.
Au revoir.
Well, Adrienne, I want to thank you so much for coming in today and being giving me the privilege of being your first radio interview. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
It's great. And don't forget your promise. After all your Academy Awards and your Tonys and your Emmys and so forth, you still can come back here to be on the show. And Bill, once again, thank you for coming in.
Thank you, Mike.
Always nice to see you. And wow, 2 weeks in a row.
I'll probably see you in another couple weeks with something else.
I know. Well, you'll be back in like three weeks for Young Frankenstein. So we'll look forward to that. And then also, the audience should be aware that you're going to come back after that and talk about all the things that are going to happen next year.
That's the fun stuff. I love talking about the next year's season. We can talk about the wrap-up of what we did for this year, and we have lots to talk about then.
Always lots to talk about. And so we're going to go out with one more piece of music that, Adrienne, I'll ask you to tell us about, and what is it?
This is Kiss the Girl, which is a beautiful scene on the water with Sebastian and Prince Eric and Ariel.
Well, sounds like a great way to end the program. Thanks again, Adrian.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, I'll see you all next week on Conducting Conversations.
You got to create the right kind of mood.
Oh, you mean like candlelight and champagne?
Nonsense. It don't take all that. Everything we need, we got right here. Percussion. Strings. Winds. And words. There you see her, sitting there across the way. She don't got a lot to say, but there's something about her. And you don't know why, but you're dying to try. You wanna kiss the girl. Yes, you want her. Look at how you know you do. Possible she want you to. There is one way to ask her.
Kiss the girl.
It don't take a word, not a single word. Go on and kiss the girl. Sing with me now. Sha-la-la-la-la-la, my oh my. Look like the boy too shy. You're gonna kiss the girl. Sha-la-la-la-la-la, ain't that sad? Ain't a shame, too bad. You're gonna miss the girl.
You know, I really ought to know your name. Maybe I could guess. Alexandra. Annabelle. Beatrice?
Ariel. Her name is Ariel.
Ariel? Ariel? Hey! That's kind of pretty. Okay. Ariel.
Now's your moment. Floating in a blue lagoon. Boy, you better do it soon. No time will be better. She don't say a word, and she won't say a word until you kiss the girl. Mood prepared, go on and kiss the girl. Sha-la-la-la-la-la, don't stop now. Don't try to hide it all. You wanna kiss the girl. Sha-la-la-la-la-la, float along. I listen to that song. The song said, kiss the girl. Sha-la-la-la-la-la, music play. Do what the music say. And kiss the girl. You gotta kiss the girl. Go on and kiss the girl. Oh.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.